Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, Buglers. Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which we at the Bugle Radar own archives to tell you what was going on when it was going on at some point since 2007. Today we're going back to issue 4031 in May 2017. Sometimes we exclusively report the news. Sometimes we live it. Sometimes we book a live show when we know news will happen but aren't sure what it is yet. Such as this Bugle. I was joined by Nish Kumar and producer Chris on election night here in the UK, where two heavyweights of politics, Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn, entered the ring.
Let's give him a proper introduction. It is the Prince of Podcast Producers, the Emperor of Editing, the King of Cutting Out the Shit Bits. It's producer Chris!
Good evening, Buglers.
Are you enjoying your election, Chris?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I mean, like, every day we get to tune in and see how strong and stable our country is. No way has that started to great yet.
And joining me once again to fearlessly hold up the Medusa of satire to the already concrete face of politics. That is what we do. It is the wonderful Nish Kumar! Welcome.
Hello, Buglers! Here we are!
Happy election, Nish.
Happy election to one and all! I love the fact that we've all set up. Chris observed when we were just looking at the tech dude that this looks like a sort of shit Kraftwerk tribute band. Cycling.
Top story, Electageddon comes again. Nish, it is now, as we record, 9 days until we write our glorious freedom-loving X.
It's the business end, Andy.
Right.
It's the business end.
Did you all watch the debates?
No.
So who?
That's audible, Jesus. That was audible disgust in the room. Oh, I'm beginning to reconsider a substantial chunk of my material.
So give me a cheer if you did watch the so-called leaders debate. And we should explain for... Well, exactly. It wasn't a debate. Someone in the audience just said, let me explain for our listeners at home. Or watching in black and white. I forget. Is this 1980s snooker coverage? I forget. This so-called leaders debate was held... Well, we had one a couple of weeks ago that was held without the leaders of the two main parties.
Yeah.
And then we had one with the leaders of the two main parties in which they did not debate each other.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, because A, they cannot bear to be in the same room.
Yeah.
And B, they are both extremely awkward in social situations. Which is maybe not ideal if one of them is definitely going to be Prime Minister. And by one of them, I mean one of them. So who did... give me a cheer if you did watch the leaders' debate. Woo! Give me a cheer if you watch it on the big screen in Hyde Park with all the other Democracy fans. Give me a...
or that give is me a... one of the most unnecessary big screens of all time. It was just me on my own eating hummus out of a tub.
Oh, give me a cheer if you took the other option of watching it in a gingerly lit cellar, wondering what the f*** happened to the democracy we fought all those f***ing world wars for.
It's crazy because it was quite a hollow experience. I couldn't watch it yesterday because I was gigging, so I sort of had the weird experience of watching it this morning. Like, it's really weird to have taken some time out of your day to watch something that you really regret immediately, like as soon as you start watching it, because they set it up so that, for those of you who didn't watch it, they set it up so that Jeremy Corbyn came out first. He had to answer questions from the British public, and then Jeremy Paxman interviewed him, and by interviewed I just mean shouted the same question over and over again, like your uncle who might be the victim of some dubious social care policies in the new government. Then Theresa May came out and the exact same thing happened, and it was sort of an oddly unsatisfying experience. As debates go, it was the equivalent of a porn movie where instead of two people having sex, they just stand in separate rooms and masturbate consecutively.
How much research did you do for that joke?
Enough. Enough. My commitment to the Bugle is absolute.
Well, I did think of watching it, but then I thought I would rather just gaze into a chasm of meaningless fury, by which I mean read the below the line comments on the Daily Mail website, which is basically like watching everything Charles Darwin thought being ripped up, burnt, and the whole of life evoluting backwards into some kind of turd in a volcano.
That was a review for one of your Edinburgh shows, wasn't it?
I'm so pleased you gave up reviewing and actually started doing it. So, Corbyn, who's a Corbyn fan here? Okay, a few of you, let's have, come, have we got, there you go, there's Corbyn. Oh, that is, for our listeners at home, that is a picture of what the British media would view as Jeremy Corbyn and what historians would view as Lenin. It's very hard to tell the difference if you work for certain newspapers. And today he got in trouble. I don't know if you saw this, Nish. He was interviewed by Emma Barnett on BBC Radio, and he tried to check his iPad for answers to question. I didn't mind that too much.
You got enough. That's what we're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It would be hypocritical as we stand on stage with laptops reading stuff that we were still writing 5 minutes ago.
We've committed so hard. We are satirising the process of the election in the way that we're executing this bugle.
But how many times, if Corbyn does become Prime Minister, and clearly...
Whoa, that is a big old if.
That is the biggest if since Rudyard Kipling started projecting the titles of his poems onto the night skies above Gotham City.
You doing that joke, I feel like I'm standing next to Creedence Clearwater Revival as they do Bad Moon Rising.
One from the archives. How many situations will a Prime Minister ever be in where he has to know all the facts instantly without consulting either an iPad or a human being? I mean, are there going to be times when Corbyn is sitting in number 10? No, obviously not. But were Corbyn to be, or anyone else, be sitting in number 10 and asked, right, Prime Minister, can you tell us, should we invade Islamitania? And the Prime Minister saying, could I just check this with my advisors and look up Islamitania on Wikipedia to see if it's economically worth it? No, I'm afraid you're on your own. No conferring. You have 3 seconds starting now. I mean, he did quite well to restrain himself from not saying, oh, for f***'s sake, I can't remember everything. I'm 82. roughly, give or take, who needs accurate figures? It's an election campaign.
It feels like the Conservatives are really leaning hard on Brexit now. It feels like Strong and Stable is out of the window and it's all going to be about Brexit. And Theresa May today invited everyone to imagine Jeremy Corbyn going into the negotiations. But she invited them to imagine him in a really weird way. She said, imagine him going in alone and naked in the negotiating chamber. Yeah. Wolf whistle indeed. I mean, I don't know why he's done this, but maybe it's some sort of power move from Jeremy Corbyn, and he's planning to go in completely naked and just walk right up to Jean-Claude Juncker and go, here's Jeremy and the Corbynistas, what have you got?
I'm right with you on this.
This is a power move!
I'm absolutely... In any negotiations, you should always do what your enemies least expect. And these hardened European deal makers, they're going to be used to dealing with people in business suits, power dresses, a bearded man on his own, with his junk out. That is going to sow the seeds of doubt. You will have their full, undivided attention when Jeremy Corbyn sits back in his chair, starts slowly uncrossing his legs, and prepares to give it the full basic instinct. I think you'll find that the European Union says, have whatever the f*** you want. Just put some f***ing pants on. And that's, Jeremy, that is a weird place to have a tattoo of Lady Gaga. Sorry, I should call her by her real name, Margaret Thatcher.
Yes!
Well, congratulations on surviving all that. Bugler's Britain has indeed been saved. If all this politics is too much, try The Gargle, The Bugle's sister podcast with Alice Fraser. It's like The Bugle, but with no politics. Go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.